Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church's Sunday morning worship service on this chilly January morning. It's good to see everybody here. Let's see, a few announcements. We will not have Bible study this week because Lynette's uncle has passed away. But when we do come back to having Bible study, we've opted to start having it again over at Terry and Nora Lee's house, just because church council is trying to cut a few costs and everything, what with attendance and everything being down from the pandemic. And so in an effort to cut on utilities and things like that, Terry and Nora Lee had offered their home to have Bible study in, so that way we don't have to use all that for, you know, for just that little bit of time on Wednesday nights. So we thank Terry and Nora Lee for that. And I'm sure that there will be plenty of things to eat and all that kind of stuff. And if not, we'll harass Terry about it for the rest of her life like we always do. But we are going to have Bible study next week, but not this week. Let me think. Other than that, I can't think of anything that's really announcement worthy as far as things going on at the church. So if no one has any announcements that they can think of, let's affirm our faith together by reciting the Apostles' Creed. As you're able to, please stand. And if you're at home and have a Methodist hymnal, 881 is the number. Let us affirm our faith together with this ancient creed of the faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I just realized that I thought I was at Chevron and missed half of the beginning of the service. So I'm glad nobody threw any tomatoes at me, though. But we will skip the chiming of the hour and the prelude and go straight into our first hymn, number 568, for those of you at home, Christ for the World We Sing. And we will sing the first and last verses. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we'd like to bring our prayer requests as well as our praises before the body and before the Lord. Georgia asked before service that we would remember our country this week, especially with Inauguration Day coming up and all the rumblings or as Scripture may put it, wars and rumors of wars. Just pray for a peaceful transition and that everything would go as it should go. So we will keep all of that in our prayers. Also, as I mentioned before, Lynette's uncle did pass away, and she and Liliana are on their way up there right now. So pray for safe travels for them and for safe travels for everybody that will be traveling for that, and also, of course, for comfort and strength. She told me we didn't realize it until this uncle passed away, but her aunt in the last year lost Lynette's dad, which would be her brother, and her best friend, and now her husband, all to the same type of cancer. So we've all had a rough year. I think we can attest to that, but she has especially had a difficult one, so I know she would appreciate your prayers. Other than that, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Does anyone else have any requests or anything that I'm forgetting? All right, well, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we can spend together in fellowship with one another and in worship of you. Lord, we invite your Spirit to dwell amongst us as we attempt with your help to worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask that you would be with all of those who are gathered here, as well as those who can't be here for various reasons. We pray comfort, strength, and healing for all. We pray that you would be with those who mourn. We pray that you would be with those who are worried, for those who are sick. We pray that you would be with all the doctors and nurses and researchers and everyone who is working to find vaccines and such, not just for COVID-19, but for so many sicknesses and ailments in our world. Lord, may you bring healing where healing is needed. Lord, we pray for our country, especially this week as we are going towards Inauguration Day. We pray that everything would go well, that everything would go as it should. And we pray, Lord, that people would be safe. We pray that people would find better ways to channel frustrations, anger, hostilities, disappointments, all the various things that go into the psychology of riots and of civil unrest and all the things that we are facing. We pray that you would be in all those situations and that love, patience, mercy, grace, and peace would rule. Lord, as we go forth in our worship service, may we be reminded that worship is about you and not about us. May your Holy Spirit dwell amongst us, not only today, but every day. We pray all these things in the beautiful and glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we pray together the words he taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's see, our next hymn is number 710 for those of you at home. Faith of Our Fathers. We're going to sing the first and last verses, and please stand as you are able to. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, Clayton is going to sing a song for us. I've heard it's off of Celine Dion's greatest hits, so we're going to see if he can hit those high notes. So take it away, Clayton. Clayton, for that beautiful song. At this time, we want to say a blessing over our tithes and offerings. And just as a reminder, we have a basket here and one going to the narthex there that you can put your offering in. You can also mail it in or drop it off at the mailbox. Or if you happen to see Minor Wanda's car hanging around, you can just come and bring it to us. And also, you can give online through both of our Facebook groups, actually, now. So when you go in there, I checked it out. You go in there, and we are the Tennessee Valley District. So you pick Tennessee Valley District, and then you just look for Rockwood United Methodist Church. If you can't remember that, there is an option where you say, I have no idea, and they'll help you find it. So if you're like me and you can't remember things from day to day, they've got you covered. So, and we get 100% of whatever you give if you give online, so don't worry about any fees and all that kind of stuff. The conference is covering all that. So whatever you give goes directly to us. So, but let us pray over our tithes and offerings at this time. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Lord, as we prepare to give back of those blessings, we ask that you would remind us, would you not give out of guilt or fear, pride or greed, or any negative reason? Rather, Lord, we give out of love and devotion for you and love for neighbor. May you bless the givers, may you bless the receivers, may all come to know Christ, for it is in his name that we pray. Amen. As you're able, please stand for the reading of Scripture. Our Scripture today is found in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one who Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of God to the people of God. Praise be to God. You may be seated. Now, I know I've told y'all before that Nazareth is not the place that you want to be from, unless, as some of us might say, as far from it as you can be, unless that's what we're talking about. Nazareth is the Alabama of Israel. Had to throw that out there for Mrs. Roll Tide down here. And I know that you have heard me say, I've been a pastor in this area. If you don't count my little stint at Tazewell, I've been here for about 6 or so years as a pastor. And I've lived here for, going on 13 years now. And one of the things that I've noticed, and anybody who is either from here or who moves here from elsewhere probably notices, is that Rockwood doesn't get a lot of love in Rowan County. I know I've told y'all before that when I was at Asbury Chapel down the road, Miss Virginia Evans, who's the mother of Butch over here at the funeral home, she said that Rockwood is the armpit of Rowan County. And what she means by that is that basically Rockwood is the place that, you know, nobody likes to say anything nice about Rockwood. I like Rockwood personally. I think it's beautiful over here. I think that the people are wonderful. Walmart's here, so, you know, you can't hate it too much. But I do know that there is a stigma about Rockwood. I know that some of it goes as far back as when Interstate 40 came through. The story that I've heard is that 40 was supposed to kind of come in through here, but some folks used their connections and got it to go up the mountain instead so they could sell some land to the government. I don't know that that's 100% true, but no one has ever told me it's not. Everyone has always said, yeah, that's pretty much the case. And that made Rockwood start to die down a little bit. A lot of people, fortunately, come here for retirement purposes and things like that because of the lake, and it does not cost nearly as much to live in Tennessee as it does many of the other places that people retire. In fact, there are people who have retired in Florida who have decided to retire again in Tennessee to get out of Florida. So we've been fortunate. But Rockwood has a stigma about it. And so did Nazareth. Nazareth was not a nice place. Nazareth was the place everybody else made fun of. Nazareth was the place that you see if your kids can go to a school somewhere else so that they don't have to go to the school in Nazareth. Whether or not the schools are good in Nazareth or not, nobody cares because you don't want to go to Nazareth. Nobody wants to go to Nazareth. That's why we see here, Philip gets called and he runs to find his buddy Nathanael. And he says, hey, we found the Messiah. Oh, you did? Where? Really? Who? Jesus. That's a good name for a Messiah of Nazareth. Philip, did you drink something this morning you shouldn't have? Did you get into like the party wine rather than the breakfast wine? Because, you know, you have to be drunk. Nazareth, of all places, Nazareth. Why Nazareth? What good can come from Nazareth? And Philip's response is, I don't know, come over and check it out. See what's going on, you know? Nathanael goes, of course, and he meets Jesus, and Jesus knows who he is, and Nathanael makes this great proclamation of faith. And Jesus says, he kind of says, man, if that's all it takes, you know, wait till you see what happens next. Like I said, I've lived here for coming up on, I guess 13 years. I moved here the end of 2008. Coming up on it. I guess we just completed our 12th year because, you know, 2020 just ended. So, and when I first moved here, I was in the Roane County part of 10 Mile. And then I headed over to Harriman for a year. And then we have a house over in Kingston that we were able to get for not very much. And that's where we've lived since. And I have been a pastor. The very first church I ever preached at is a church that I now serve over at Chevront. I cover for Charles Milliken when he had his heart attack a few years back. I actually started going to Midtown Valley, and that's where I kind of started my process of ministry around here. And I went to Asbury Chapel, and then they threw me up in Tazewell for a little while. And then they said, what are we going to do with Rockwood down there? Nobody can handle those people down there. So we'll throw Sam in the mix there and, you know, really make it all kinds of chaos and everything. And so here I am. And one of the things that I have noticed serving in this area is that there are a lot of wonderful people around here. And I don't just say that, you know, to schmooze everybody and to get you to put more money in the offering plate or anything like that. I genuinely mean it. You know, and I actually, it dawned on me yesterday, actually. The day before yesterday, I had to go over to Walmart over here. And I was walking, you know, in, and there's cars coming. And they motioned for me to go on, and I waved to them, and I went on and everything. Well, then yesterday, I happened to need to run to Knoxville for a minute. And then I went over to Turkey Creek. I had to take Lynette, her phone. Maybe that wasn't yesterday. It might have been the day before. Anyway, this week, I had to take Lynette her phone. She left it at home. So did that. And I went over to Turkey Creek. And I had to go into the store over there. And Lord have mercy. You'd have thought it was see how many people can hit Sam Day, you know. Nobody was waiting for me. Nobody was motioning for me to come over. It felt like, anybody remember that game Frogger for Atari years ago, where you're the little frog and you had to make sure you didn't get run over by cars and everything? That's kind of how it felt. And I thought, man, at least in Rockwood, they won't try and run me over. But you know, Rockwood does have its problems, but so does everywhere. The planet Earth is sort of the Nazareth of the cosmos. I say that without ever having visited another planet. But it still kind of is. C.S. Lewis said that if aliens did exist, they would never want to visit Earth. Because why would they? They would stop, they would look down, they'd see what we were up to, and they'd say, well, let's go see what's happening on Mercury. Or what's on the other side of the sun? Let's go check that out. Maybe we should just go home, you know? You get in those neighborhoods where you say, well, I'm just going to lock my doors and drive as fast as I can. You know, that's kind of how I feel like Earth might be, if there are such things as aliens, extraterrestrials, whatever. Now you say, Sam, what in the world are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. Jesus could have come from anywhere. He could have chosen any place. And he chose Nazareth. He didn't claim the actual place of his birth, which was Bethlehem, right? He was born in Bethlehem. He didn't claim Bethlehem. He didn't claim Jerusalem like a lot of other would-be messiahs claimed. The Pharisees and the other religious leaders, if they didn't claim Jerusalem or some fancy place, they would claim somebody important, their teacher. And Jesus didn't do that. Jesus claimed the mud pit, the backwater place, the Alabama of Israel. Why would he do that? I really think it's because Jesus wants us to understand he's not impressed by names and titles. He's not impressed by He's not impressed. How do you impress the God of all creation, the one who spoke everything into existence? Notice the things that Jesus is impressed by. What are some of the things that Scripture tells us Jesus is impressed by? He's impressed by the widow who gives her last cent, not knowing where the next bit of money is going to come from, but she has faith in God. That impresses him. When the Pharisees show up, they don't impress him. He's impressed by Nathanael, an Israelite, a true Israelite, in whom there is no deceit. Who's Nathanael? Bless you. It's not like, I mean, think about it. Most people, even if they don't go to church, they know Peter, right? Because he's that dude who hangs out at the gates and all the good jokes about heaven, right? So they know Peter. And they probably know Paul-ish. They know John. They think Mark is a disciple, even though he's not, but he wrote a gospel. So, you know, same for Luke. They think Luke is a disciple because he wrote a gospel, though he's not. Matthew, they know him because he wrote a gospel. They know Thomas because of doubting Thomas, right? And they know Judas Iscariot because, hey, everybody knows Judas Iscariot, right? But who's Nathanael? I don't even think I know a Nathanael in real life. Maybe one. I think I might think of one. And yet Jesus is impressed by him. See, brothers and sisters, we live in a world where there's all kinds of chaos. We live in a world where all kinds of crazy stuff goes on. Like we talked about at prayer time, we have an inauguration this week, and all 50 states are protecting their capitals, and there's like the military is protecting the inauguration, and people are talking about war and violence and whatever. And yet, Jesus Christ looked down at us. And he said, my people hurt. And so I go to bring them hope. I don't know what's going to happen this week. Probably nothing, to be honest with you. That's my guess. Probably some people might get arrested for acting like fools. Maybe some people will get shot, unfortunately, and killed and things like that. Maybe Civil War Part II or World War III will break out. I don't know. But you know what? I didn't know if that was going to happen last week. But I do know this. God loves this nasty old world. God loves these ugly people. And God has said, I am honored to take on their form and show them that there is a better way. Brothers and sisters, the gospel is not get out of hell free card. That's not the gospel. It may be an aspect of the gospel, but it's not the gospel. The gospel is that God so loved the world. The Greek word is cosmos, where we get our word cosmos. It means the entire created order. God so loved his creation that he gave up everything that mattered to show his creation that we mattered too. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, if Rockwood's the armpit of Roane County, so be it. We have deodorant, right? Armpits aren't all that bad. They serve a purpose. But I have to think that if Jesus was happy to say he was from Nazareth, if he came to the United States today, to Tennessee, he'd probably say he was from Rockwood. And maybe Dave would say, Rockwood? Can anything good come from Rockwood? Then Sharon would elbow him, you know, and tell him to be quiet and everything. But yes, even from Rockwood, the goodness of God is present. So, brothers and sisters, let us not look at what is against us, because what is against us is nothing compared to the God who leads us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. Help us, Lord, to follow Christ in all things. Help us to do the work of your kingdom here in Rockwood as well as anywhere else that you call us. In all things, may we serve you. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, receive the benediction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may you be blessed with all the blessings of heaven. And taking them, may you give them to all whom you encounter. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are dismissed. Go in peace.